Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am disappointed in my audience, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. March 19th, last Friday, was National Chocolate Caramel Day, and not one note to me. On the heels of Black History Month, I just don't understand how you folks forgot National Chocolate Caramel Day. When you think of National Chocolate Caramel Day, who do you think of? I just want to know. I want to know. You got somebody else? You got another black friend? Somebody tell me, huh? I don't want to go all George Michael on you, but somebody tell me, won't you give me money? Why I work so hard for you? Why do you do the things you do? National Chocolate Caramel Day. I didn't get flowers. I didn't get cards. And the cards I got, as my grandmother would say, yeah, they a little light. when I would send my grandmother a birthday card or whatever, if I was rushed, I would just make sure she got on her birthday, because she always liked it to have a couple of crisp hundreds in it. But I would, you know, sometimes I'd be on the road, I'd be rushed, and I didn't have any cash on me, so I would just send her a card to make sure she knew I didn't forget. And when she called me up, baby, I got your card, but it was a little light. So when I would see the phone number, I'd know she got the card. She'd be appreciative, but she'd be like, well, it was a little light. And I go, hey, in a couple of days, you got another one coming that's a little heavier.
Okay, baby. I love you.
Sure miss her. Anyway, yep, you guys blew it, man. Golly, look. I don't know where my team is, but they should be sending out a note that it's National Chocolate Caramel Day. I mean, that's, no offense, white people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, but that is a form of reparations. You know, hook a brother up. If you get your sundae, you get your chocolate caramel put on your sundae, don't you? That's me being sprinkled all over you, and you just forgot me. Just like that. You listen to this show, I guess you know why I didn't replace Limbaugh. Oh, man. So here's what you can do. You can make it up to me. You can make up your lack of sensitivity on National Chocolate Caramel Day last Friday by promoting the show, by joining the flickfest.com, which, by the way, is some of the best movies out there. One of my buddies called me up. He says, Kevin, I keep finding favorite films. And I go, yeah, yep, I get it. You watch one, you think, wow, that was really good. And you think it's good. And then you watch another one, and you get inside of these filmmakers' heads, and you go, wow, this is amazing. Go join and go get somebody else to join. Here's the thing. Conservatives support each other. If you did a film service that was as good as mine, and you told me about it, I would join. I'm telling you right now, sight unseen, I wouldn't even think about it. One of my buddies, he joined up, he says, Kevin, I joined, I haven't had a chance to watch a movie. I go, great, because you know what, you did it, number one, and number two, when you do watch a movie, you're going to go, wow, and then you're going to start talking, you're going to start telling people. That's what my friend Jerry did. Anyway, I mentioned not getting the nod on taking over Limbaugh's show. Yeah, I was in the top contenders. Ironically, I don't know how they made that decision, but I don't believe I was being considered. And that's okay. That's okay. I still compete in that time slot. But let me tell you something about Limbaugh's audience. Limbaugh's audience is looking. They're going, where can we go? Where can we go? Where can we go? Now, Bongino's going to take over, and Dan's a good guy. I say to him, good luck, because quite frankly, those are some big shoes to fill. You would say good luck to anybody. But as one person said to me who commented about Bongino taking over, it said, he's too much of a one-trick pony. He's pseudo interesting, certainly on the Secret Service stuff and all that when there's a controversy. But carrying a 3-hour show every day, going from doing a 1-hour podcast to a 3-hour show, making it interesting. Though producers, he's got good producers. I know them firsthand. They can work it out, but tough shoes to fill. That's a challenge, folks. You think he's ready? What do you think? Give us a buzz. 844-551-8255. And I know you guys have called, Kevin, why didn't you get in consideration? I don't make those decisions. I don't even think about those decisions being made. Now, nobody called and said, yo, Kev, you're in the top three of taking over Limbaugh's show. We'll let you know how things go. I never got that call, so I don't think I was ever in consideration. I think it's based on popularity, how many people are seeing you, your social media footprint, maybe even how you do the show. Maybe they just don't like my style. But that's okay, because there's a large audience out there who does. We just got to find them. You 12 people listening to the show, you better go find them. I got my buddy Albert. I got Bob. I got Ruth, my sugar mama. And Ruth has enlisted all her family, beautiful girls in her family. Yeah. Now, you know where Ruth got her beauty. Or the girls got their beauty, I should say. Anyway, yeah, so I don't know if Bongino's shtick translates to the Limbaugh audience, but here's what I will tell you. That Limbaugh audience is going to gravitate. I don't think any one person can hold that audience. And they're going to be looking. And if you guys go out there and say, you know, I know you like that guy Limbaugh, but you might give Kevin Jackson's show a chance. Let's see what happens. I think we're going to get a lot of them. I told you guys when I was on in Florida, Limbaugh was on in WFLA. I'm still on in Florida, but he was on in WFLA, which is a bigger signal than what I was on. And when they would run sports, those guys would come over and listen to my show because they were like, you know, talk radio junkies. So they're like, I got to get a fix, man, somebody. And they were like, well, there's this black dude. He's a dealer. So the junkies, the conservative radio junkies would come over and, you know, and check out my show. And always, I told you guys this not too long ago, but I said I always knew when they advertised when they did sports radio, when the Rockies or something, not the Rockies, but some area football team was playing or baseball or whatever, because I would get a surge of notes saying, I didn't know who you are, but I know now, man, and I love the show. Well, I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're going to get a big surge. We'll call it the Limbaugh Surge. We'll dedicate it to the great, late Rush Limbaugh. Anyway, tons to talk about, folks. Keep here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
President Trump personally called Georgia's lead elections investigator and demanded that person produce evidence which didn't exist.
A second call from President Trump to Georgia officials about trying to overturn the election, find the fraud, and then that person would be a national hero.
Trump making that call was essentially interfering in an active investigation when he asked the top investigator to, quote, find the fraud,
urging them to, quote, find the fraud. This was first reported by the Washington Post.
That was the controversial subject matter of the, it was first touted by Washington Post, is President Trump saying, find the fraud. And of course, we've learned that, well, that's not what happened. So WAPO prints a retraction that says, you know, we're really sorry, but, you know, he didn't actually say that. Welcome back, everybody. Told you guys that there's all kinds of new evidence of the big cheat. There's evidence of all the orchestration that went on. People should be fired over this stuff. People should be going to prison over this stuff. I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't know if you guys saw the story that Jesus is supposedly a racist. Have you seen that? Yeah, Jesus is a racist. Let me give you, here's what he says. Reverend Brendan Robertson took to TikTok last week with the bold claim that Jesus was a racist. In his video, the pastor asked if his audience was aware that there's a part in the Gospel of Mark where Jesus uses a racial slur. Was it the N-word? Robertson then goes on to claim that Jesus repented of his racism when confronted by a woman, concluding with an assertion that he loves the story because it's a reminder that Jesus was human. He had prejudices and biases, and when confronted with them, he was willing to do his work. See, this is the new woke generation that wants you to believe that the one man who walked this earth and lived among us without sin is a sinner. He wasn't the perfection, you know, he wasn't man personified in the perfect form sent by, you know, God himself. No, it couldn't be. He was flawed, just like us. And so all this stuff about getting to God through Jesus, if you're a Christian, you know, because you can't, the purity of the Lord is what you need before you can get to God. You know, and I'm not going to get all biblical on you, but I'm just saying he's trying to destroy the fabric of it. And he says, no, Jesus had prejudices. He was a racist. Surely you can admit this now, Christians, now that we've ascertained that Jesus is a racist. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Oh, my goodness, man. We got so much to talk about. I really don't even know where to start. I keep telling you guys that the left are just a scurrilous bunch. And here's what's funny. You've heard the term failure is not an option. That's what they said in Apollo 13. With Democrats, failure is most definitely not an option. It's a given. They were right. With us, failure is not an option because we know how to succeed. But with Democrats, failure is not an option. It's the only choice. The CDC, have you heard this? They're begging students not to travel during spring break. Why? Because these students are going to travel during spring break. They're going to do what kids their age do on spring break. They're going to be huddling together, you know, doing all kinds of stuff, as you know what I'm talking about. And they're going to come back and they're going to be just as safe as they were before they left. What's interesting, though, is the CDC has asked these students, please do not travel in spring break, you know, before we all get the vaccine and get herd immunity or whatever else. But they've said nothing to Biden about closing the border. Not a single thing. I can't wait for these people to have to get vaccinated to come in. These now, you want the number? 13,000 unaccompanied minors at the border to have to get vaccinated against their will, and they start dropping like flies. Come across the border with palsy. I can't wait. I don't wish it on them by any means, but I'm saying sometimes leftism needs to implode on itself. Jesus is a racist. Whatever. God. Incredible. That number, that blow up at the border. We weren't having this before, were we? This is a new scandal, a new crisis. What are they doing? They're hiding the information from you. They don't want to tell you the number. They don't want to tell you that it's at a level that we now have to put FEMA there, which means it's a disaster. Just like Biden, just like leftism, all of it, folks. Failure is not an option with Democrats. It is a given. What else we got? We got stories on top of stories. I don't even know what I'm going to get into today because I have so many things to talk about. I do want to tell you about yourselves, though. as conservatives, I want you to understand that every single day in this administration, the left is going to do what it does. It's going to cover up. It's going to lie. It's going to obfuscate the truth from you. And every single day, more and more of them will come to realize how wrong they are and how right you are. And righteousness will win in the end. That's what you have to look forward to. We got a story here. I don't know if you guys saw, but we were talking about the Wu flu. People continuing to die from it. I saw Scott Baio did a tribute to Marvin Hagler because Hagler got the shot. Relatively young dude. I mean, Hagler's like, what, in his 60s? He gets the shot and he drops, boom, on the spot. And Baio's like, I met Marvin Hagler. He goes, I met him. I was waiting to go to the bathroom. He was describing that it was, you know, it turns out it was Hagler using the bathroom, but it was taking so long. And he was like, what, Gil? Come on, man. Who? And he turns around. It's Hagler. And he says, the look on my face said it all. Holy crap. Sorry, Marvin. He goes, you do take as long as you need. He goes, Hagler laughed at him, invited him to come sit at his table. And he says, you know what he liked about Marvelous Marvin Hagler? He was his idol. He said, he was my idol, but it turned out my idol met my expectations. Do you think the left, their idols meet their expectations? Do you think there are people that meet Hillary Clinton and go, wow, she's so warm and caring? You think they meet Cuomo and go, man, what an awesome guy. You think they meet Pelosi, Schumer? Name me your leftist. You think they meet them and they go, man, they were, you know what? The hype was worth it. It doesn't happen. Not at all. They meet these people and they go, yuck. Why was I following them? Man, we got some amazing stories. I don't know what I'm going to get to. I honestly don't. We prepped. I know, but I'm looking at the notes. I'm looking at everything. Look, when we prep, I could do a six-hour show. I'm not even exaggerating. If my voice would hold out, I could do a six-hour show. But we got apps for illegals. We haven't even talked about Chicago's weekend violence, and we're through the week. Cuomo's investigation live.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says people who received the Moderna coronavirus vaccine were more likely to experience mild side effects than those who received Pfizer's. The study, documenting episodes of injection site pain, fatigue, itching, and headaches, but did not include serious allergic reactions. About 74% of Moderna recipients reported side effects after the first shot. Just over 65% of Pfizer recipients reported side effects. After the second dose, 82% of Moderna recipients reported an adverse reaction, and over 68% of Pfizer recipients also saw a reaction. A key medical expert is taking the witness stand today in the Derek Chauvin trial. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd last summer. Hennepin County Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker testifying, as it was Baker who ruled Floyd's death a homicide. USA Radio News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is praising the late Prince Philip as a man who inspired the lives of countless young people.
Speaking on their golden wedding anniversary, Her Majesty said that our country owed her husband a greater debt than he would ever claim or we shall ever know.
Prince Philip dying at the age of 99. Facebook is going to explain humor to users by labeling posts.
Facebook has announced it's going to start labeling posts to make satire more obvious. The company is now adding new labels, such as satire page, to posts in Facebook's newsfeed. They're also going to clarify the origin of content as public official or fan page, according to Facebook. Last summer, Facebook began to apply labels to state-controlled media outlets to make it clear they may be under the influence of government. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, this is so bad. Wow. I love this story because it is so bad. Oh, my goodness. This is exactly how leftism works, man. Democrats, folks, they plot, they scheme for wealth and for power. When I think about the villains in the James Bond movies, there is nobody worse than the reality of the left. Nobody. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Look at what the left planned and accomplished in the last presidential election, and you get a glimpse, just a glimpse, of their treachery. For Democrats, folks, everything is political. I swear to you, I remember growing up thinking politics was like a little slice of your life, but the main part of your life, you didn't think about it. And that's when you're politically out of the loop. Very naive I was. I'm just saying, what I've learned, your life is politics, and you have a little bit of it that you get to live if you're really paying attention. And it's sad because, you know, most of us, people listening to this program, I know you got to be thinking this. You have to be thinking, I wish I could just live my life and not worry about that undercurrent of what's happening behind me. If you take your eye off the ball for just a second, the Democrats are stealing something. They're doing something against you. See, you want to, it's like a kid. I have this conversation with my youngest son quite often, not directly necessarily, but indirectly. When I'm out getting after him, I'm like, look, you don't want to do chores. You don't want to do such and such. But when you get up in the morning, your life is pretty much on schedule. And I asked him one day, I said, when you have baseball, do you have to wonder, I wonder if they're plotting against me? You know, if I'm going to get to go to baseball, am I going to make the tournament? Am I going to get to go to practice? Am I going to get the bat that I need now that this other bat has been declared illegal? And all the other things. You get what I'm saying? You have to wonder, do you wonder about anything? Do you wonder if you're going to miss a meal? Do you wonder if you're going to not get your schoolwork done? You know, anything. Is there anything you can ask of your parents where we're plotting against you? And of course not. Your kids know you have their best interests in mind. You would think that when we send representatives to Washington, we would be able to say to ourselves, This is the best. We can relax because we sent our best there, our brightest people. They are going to represent us. The swamp will be drained. The mosquitoes will be killed and the malaria will go away. No, that's not what happens. If you take your eyes off your representatives, they will be sellouts. They will be the Romneys, the Murkowskis, the Collins, the Sasses of the world. And they will never represent you. They will sell out to the evil side. And you'll be sitting there going, what just happened? That is the way our world works. And it's sad. For Democrats, folks, everything is political. And that's why you have so many things in your life that are political. From getting around the system to get their kids into the best colleges, to getting around regulations to further their own nefarious needs and wants, that is exactly what Democrats do, and that is exactly what Amazon did in India. And despite being one of the largest companies in the world, Amazon still cheats and connives to gain the upper hand. It's not just enough to play by the rules. See, that's too easy. They can already beat you playing by the rules. But they have the money to get around the rules. And that money leads them to corrupt people in power, so now they end up with money and power. This came from Reuters. It was early 2019, senior Amazon.com Inc. executive Jay Carney, you remember him, was preparing for an important meeting. The former press secretary to Obama, Carney was scheduled to talk with India's ambassador to the United States in Washington, D.C. in Delhi. The Indian government had just announced foreign direct investment regulations that threatened to disrupt Amazon's business in the world's second most populous country. Before the meeting, Amazon employees prepared a draft note for Carney. The note, reviewed by Reuters, advised Carney what to say and what not to say. He should highlight the fact that Amazon had committed more than $5.5 billion in investment in India and how it provided an online platform for 400,000-plus Indian sellers. But he was cautioned not to divulge some of the 33 Amazon sellers accounted for about a third of the value of all goods sold on the company's website. That information, the note advised, was, quote, sensitive, not for disclosure. Now notice the pattern, folks. Declare how much you're going to, quote, invest into the economy and provide the big number of those helped, then lie by omission. So in this particular case, you got 400,000 sellers. 33 of them get the bulk of the business. Now see, that's Amazon handpicking the winners and the losers. That's what's called elitism. Now, how about that spokesperson, Obama's former pitchman? He's one for spinning the truth if there ever was one, but it gets worse because the article continues. Other company documents reveal equally touchy information. Two more sellers on the e-commerce giant's platform, merchants in which Amazon had indirect equity stakes, accounted for around 35% of the platform sales revenue in early 2019. That meant some 35 of Amazon's more than 400,000 sellers in India at the time accounted for around two-thirds of its online sales, and Amazon was in cahoots with them. 35 sellers did 67% of the online sales. Not much of a marketplace. And from this vantage point of the black guy that is over the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, I would say this seems more like government regulators. You know, these are the guys that are going, you win, and you lose. And then you win, and all of you over there, you lose. This reminds me of Killer Cuomo's problem with unleashing of the Wu flu in New York City nursing homes and covering it up. They didn't want people to know these statistics. And Reuters points out that if these Amazon numbers leaked, the news could be politically sensitive to the corporate behemoth. Well, no question it's politically sensitive. If it got out, it could give fresh ammunition to the small Indian retailers who allege that Amazon harms their businesses by flouting federal regulations and favoring a few big sellers. And they would be what? 100% correct. They write, it could have annoyed Prime Minister Narendra Modi, whose political base includes millions of these small retailers, and it would have undercut Amazon's public messaging that it is a friend of small business in India. As the company says in one marketing slogan in India, it is transforming lives one click at a time. Well, what Carney would end up telling the ambassador was unclear, but the meeting did take place in 2019, and nobody will comment on the specifics of the gathering. So we're going to never know the real truth about the Carney meeting, just like we won't know the real truth behind the Clinton Foundation, behind the FBI's investigation into Clinton, behind Benghazi, behind Fast and Furious, behind how many veterans died due to Obama's negligence, behind Comey's list of crimes to cover up for all these names that are part of the cabal to oust President Trump, behind the Biden family's involvement in a multitude of illegal activities all over the world, behind the level of Biden's dementia and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of things that we are not going to find out, because guess what? Government has put this public face on itself, while privately it's selecting those who win and those who lose, just like Amazon is doing in India. I remind you, 33 people are doing the bulk of the business. 33 organizations are doing the bulk of the business in India, and 35 of them since 2019 have been doing the bulk of the business in India, and Amazon has a stake in those companies. That's double dipping. Ask if they care. But here's what they write. The company also says it runs a transparent online marketplace that treats all sellers equally. The internal Amazon documents, however, contradict those claims, revealing how the e-commerce giant has helped a small number of sellers prosper, giving them discounted fees and helping one cut special deals with big tech manufacturers such as Apple, blah, blah, blah. Hey, Antifa, is this thing on?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I've been concentrating on the lies of the left, the lies of leftism in general. It's not just leftism in America, it's leftism around the world. It's a big, fat lie. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I mentioned something you're going to already know, okay? Let me just warn you. Unsafe, most unsafe places in the world, American cities. A large American city run by leftists is the most unsafe place in the world. It is a war zone. And if you really want to go microscopic, go to the areas of the high crime, where there's high crime, south side of Chicago, east side of Chicago, areas of Detroit, Cleveland, Baltimore, Cincinnati, wherever. Go to the high crime areas, and it is a war zone. Go to Minneapolis in the area they call the George Floyd Zone and get killed. Go to where Antifa had put up their no-go zones or whatever you call it, more dangerous than Iraq, Iran, anywhere in the world. And leftists ignore it. They don't want you to even bring it up. They don't talk about that violence. I bring you Chicago statistics on the east and the south side just because somebody's got to talk about it. But it's not limited to America. The police in Minneapolis will not go into the George Floyd zone. That's insane to me. You're law enforcement. Let me tell you what any sane person would do. They would get the police, back them up with the National Guard or the military, and they would go clean that place out. Then they would have roving patrols that made sure nobody from Antifa was on the streets. Nobody. If you associate with Antifa, they'll get you. They would get the FBI involved, go on social media, find out who's involved, and they start making arrests. See, that's normal. Now you say, Kevin, that's Gestapo. No, that's for people who are actual terrorists in this country. You think the leftists want to solve the problem of Antifa? You think they want to solve the problem of Black Lives Matter? You think they want to solve the problem of people who are killing cops? Here's a simple one. Do you think they want to solve the problem of gangland violence in wherever? Pick your city. If we really wanted to solve the gang problem in America, do you think we couldn't do it? That's insanity. We could solve the gang problem in an instant. Have kids on the road to being good, solid citizens. There's no problem in this country we can't solve if we decide we want to attack it together. So you have to ask yourself, if we all know drugs are bad, they're creating lots of problems, etc., why haven't we solved it? Let me give you the answer. Money. Somebody's making a crap load of money with the problem. That's why. I had a buddy who owned a glass repair business, and I told him, I said, man, you ought to just ride around and look for damaged glass. He says, nah, you don't want to do that. I go, why? He goes, because when you put your card on somebody's car, it's got damaged glass, they think you did it. Now, not everybody. Like, I have a damaged windshield right now. If he would have put his card on my car, I'd go, yeah, I know, I have that. But he goes, no, no, no. I get enough of the other stuff. Like, I didn't even know that was there. One time I came out of a restaurant, my windshield was cracked. And I remember thinking, this was an expensive meal. I don't even know how it happened. Somebody threw a rock, cracked my windshield. He's like, I wouldn't have put my card on there. Anyway, unsafe, man. Unsafe anywhere leftists are. And it's not just in the United States. It's all over the world. Probably, what, 5-6 years ago, there were 700 no-go zones that they documented throughout Europe. I bet you that's tripled easily. I bet there are over 2,000 no-go zones in the world. I have no knowledge of it, no empirical data. But it wouldn't surprise me at all. The number of no-go zones has increased. Now, Donald Trump kept it down in America because he was like, there would be no no-go zone. But you got leftists running the show. Anyway, the governor of London spoke in the wake of the disappearance of a marketing executive named Sarah Everard, age 33. She was walking home on March the 2nd in Clapham, which is in London. And London Mayor Sadiq Khan, spelled K-H-A-N, but you could spell it C-O-N, acknowledged that London streets are not safe for women and girls. Oh, hey, Sadiq, in case you didn't know it, London streets are not safe for guys either. So this media outlet asked, London streets are not safe for women, are they? No, they aren't. offer girls, and it's really important that people of my gender understand that, Khan replied. What gender is he? He says, if you're a woman or a girl, your experiences of our city or any public place, whether it's on the streets, on public transport, it's very different to you if you're a man or a boy. And it's really important that people like me in positions of power and influence understand that and take steps to address it. He's admitting London is a patriarchal, misogynistic, anti-woman, hating society that cannot keep its women or girls safe on the street. That's what he's telling you. He's saying it in a nice way, but yeah, I'm acknowledging that we cannot help the women and the girls in London. No, we cannot. We have to really look into this. People in power must understand that if you're a woman or a girl walking the streets in London, then, well, things are very different from you than it is for a man or a boy. He says, you know, what's missing from this conversation is that we talk in this area about protecting women. I think the conversation, get this, should start with the actions of men and boys, actually. Really? Coming from the guy who brings in Muslims by the droves who have no care in the world about British culture. Zero. You want to talk about what they call it, rape culture. London has instituted Muslim rape culture where they don't care about non-Muslim women. They don't care about Muslim women either. But non-Muslim women, there for the taking. We've documented it in Germany on New Year's Eve. You have to be a thrill seeker to go out on New Year's Eve in any area of Germany where there's a heavy population of Muslim men. You're putting your body, I'll put it this way, they will let you know real quickly, it ain't your body. It's theirs to do whatever they want. There was a reporter filming something, it was when they were getting rid of Sadat in Egypt. She was gang raped in the streets while she was trying to film this. One of these lefty reporters that, you know, thinking, oh, it's all cool, I got it, I got this. I don't know who she took with her, but they didn't help. So London's admitting it's got a very serious problem. You know who else has a big problem? They won't mention it. I've talked to my friends from Sweden and Norway, etc., and they downplay, you know, the whole thing publicly, but privately they say, "Oh man, it is what's going on over there is horrible." And these Muslim men will marry these Swedish and these Norwegian women, and then the kids are Muslim. They live under Muslim law, etc. Women don't get to see their babies, so they trap these young women with these babies. Anyway, Sadiq the con man goes on to say, we've invested more than 16 million euro, I guess, to make it safer for women and girls in our city who are on the receiving end of violence. He won't even mention the violence that's happening against men. It is. He won't state it. He won't tell you white guys are in just as much danger as women and girls. He says, it takes being a victim of number of times, particularly of domestic abuse and domestic violence, where you come forward. So we've supported women's groups, survivors groups. This is like some 1950s article I feel like I'm reading. Really? He hasn't evolved enough to for London to be a place? It's a cosmopolitan city. You would think that we wouldn't be talking about this archaic Neanderthal stuff. He says, we've got to give women a safe place to flee. Says they've funded victims groups, survivor groups, refuge hostels, and accommodation to give women a safe place to flee. This is a story that needs more digging into. Because see, what Khan's not going to tell you is that uptick has come from a place he doesn't want to tell you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.